The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
While the reports of the growth of Christianity in China, perhaps at an all-time high, the call to the true follower of Christ has been perhaps never more costly for Christians than it is right now. And all the indications are that it's not getting any easier, but in fact, increasingly demanding and dangerous to be a Christian in China. Joining us to talk more specifically about what's been happening recently, Luan Zabatier. Luan is Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce. I'd like to remind you, this is an organization with the vision of empowering people of faith to collaboratively support persecuted communities of all faiths and much more, not just here at home, but around the world globally. Luan, always good to talk with you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Don.
Take us to China and the latest. What can you tell us about the latest news regarding new afflictions, if you will, being imposed by the Chinese government on our fellow believers in that country?
Well, there's, two aspects of that. Since you so aptly choose the word afflictions, I'd like to talk about what the government's doing, and then also got some news this afternoon how Christians in Wuhan are responding to the virus epidemic and what's happening with their faith. But first, one of the things you and I had talked about or been looking at is when someone, has power in China, really in the last decade, and I would say it's really ramped up even in the last 3 or 4 years, is getting more brazen and bold. Now they are threatening, just as we have our Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, people are being threatened to have their poverty alleviation or their other government aid removed if they don't replace religious symbols in their own private homes with portraits of President Xi Jinping. So basically, they could come into your home, Don, wherever you are, let's say in Virginia, and if there is a cross somewhere, an icon, a rosary, a picture of Jesus on the wall, they could take away your Social Security. And this is happening all over China. And so the reports are stepping up on that. And so they're forcing believers not only sometimes to take those down, but to replace them. And the genesis of this is you have what they're called a personality cult going on, where the Chinese president has really proposed himself as an object of worship other than God.
That sounds ancient and yet modern all at once, doesn't it? That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are imposing stricter and stricter controls over religion, and believers right now all across the government, as we've talked about before, even their churches can't display a cross. But some of them are coming back saying they will demolish not only the churches now, places of worship, but it's moved into their private homes. And so, believing in God is deemed a crime in China. So one of the things I was thinking before we went on today, so what do we do with that? As we keep seeing the situation worsen and we hear about China, by the way, in terms of the virus, I was just reading this afternoon how the house churches or the churches meeting underground, and sometimes those churches only have 4 or 5 members, Don, but there could be hundreds of thousands of them, how they're responding to the coronavirus. And what we're hearing is the church in China has issued a call, and this is what I would say to your listeners, for collective intercession and calm. And so they are sending out using WeChat to their to believers, the churches and the pastors in that province, to encourage them. But they're also flipping this on its head and using it as an opportunity for outreach by saying, while we're threatened and this epidemic could wipe us out, there is life after. So they're actually, I thought you'd find that interesting. So we have, on the one hand, we have the government just pressing down, and then we have this incredible epidemic that is happening there. And the church refuses, and the believers, and they are not crushed. But again, they're asking for us to intercede with them and to do it with calm and intentionality.
I like that. That's the note on what we'll have to finish, but that's a good summation right there of prayer for their own freedoms. There's so much more. In fact, you did mention bitterwinter.org. That's a powerful website, isn't it?
It's wonderful. And what people may not realize, it started by a Christian group based out of Italy. But their sources, they have some of the most, I would say, reliable journalism, media reporting around all of China of any. There is no fake news there, folks. Bitterwinter.org is very balanced. It's from a faith lens, and it can really, really let you know what's going on with the believers all over China.
Thank you, as always, Luann. That's bitterwinter.org. And as a matter of fact, I was looking at it as she had provided the website for me earlier. And there's much more to just what we were talking about, a magazine on religious liberty and human rights in China. And it talks about just what Luann was sharing, how China is cracking down, even coming into the very homes of people. Village officials, for example, visiting one woman's home several times to ensure that she does not host religious meetings or read her Bible. And if they catch her doing that, they'll revoke her subsistence allowance. That's the kind of pressure our fellow believers are under in China. But you can help with that. You can pray for our fellow believers as they stand strong in the faith.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. They are preparing grounded leaders who are impacting public policy and serving in the public square. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.